during the latter part of last season. A bunch of students had been on a long sponsored walk. They arrived in a little town, Colestrud. The next day being Tuesday, some of the boys went training. A Welsh rugby union coach commanded the boys in training, and after he had outlined various scrummaging techniques, he told them to take out their Welsh rugby union handbook. Those of the boys who had Welsh rugby union handbooks took them out. But one boy only had a deck of cards. And so he spread them out. The coach saw the cards and said, "Boy, put away those cards." After the training session was over, the boy was taken away and taken in front of the Welsh Rugby Union. And Bill Clement said, "Why have you brought this boy here?" "For playing cards in a training session, sir." "And what have you got to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the boy. And Bill Clement said, "I hope so. For if you haven't, I will punish you more severely than any boy was ever punished." The boy said, "Sir, I have been away in college for 6 months and had with me neither Welsh Rugby Union handbook or my Ray Williams coaching leaflets." "But I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy began his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me there is but one game, rugby football. And the ace also reminds me of Eddie Waring when he goes, 'Hey!' Hey, snoop and under. When I see the two, it reminds me there are two codes of rugby. Rugby union When I see the tray, I think of the Viet Gwent, the Pontypool front row, Charlie Faulkner, Bobby Windsor and Graham Price. When I see the four, it reminds me of the four home countries, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, and When I see the five, I think of the big five. Three were wise and picked Die, and two were foolish and picked Hobner. When I see the six, of course I think of Di Morris. He lives by me. When I see the seven, I think of the Snelling Sevens at the end of each season. When I see the eight, I think of the great Mervyn Davis, the greatest number eight in the world. And of course, when I see the nine, I think of No, Di Morris upside down. When I see the 10, it reminds me of the years I worked in the outside half factory, producing that self-same number 10. When I see the jack or the knave or the devil, I think of the rugby league scout. When I see the Queen, I think of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, who bestowed on the great Gareth Edwards the MBE. Some people will do anything with tickets. When I see the King, it reminds me of the player they once called the King, Barry John. When I count the number of spots on my deck of cards, I find 365. The number of points we scored against England in the last couple of games are counted. There are 52 cards in a pack. Number of people who come and see Ponte Delice on Saturday. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There are 12 picture cards, the number of times Wales have won the Triple Crown. Yay! There are 13 tricks, the number of times you'll have won it by this time next year. Yay! Oops, sorry. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me not only as an almanac, but as a Welsh Rugby Union handbook. And friends, that story is true. I know, 'cause I was that boy.